broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Rick, what if someone said to you, Rick Sanchez, your name, it just doesn't sound right. People won't understand.
This committee wrote legislation that became law that created within.
As we've gone through this process, I've concluded with the support of the White House, Senators Dodd and Barker.
What they say is in mid-flight, both pilots got out their laptops.
I've used the N-word most of my life.
It's stupid.
World famous and groundbreaking. And world simulated, but that's probably true, too. World famous Phil Hendry show.
What's that mean?
As in people sooner or later start copying the material we do in the show. Anyway, world famous and world simulated and groundbreaking Phil Hendry show. Our number 877-876-PHIL, where truth is our bitch every night on this radio show till 1 o'clock out there on the West Coast, which is where we are here, out there, here, and out there at on the East Coast, 4 a.m. And this program endeavors to bring you the truth, the news, the commentary, all of it, through our own very unique-looking glass. This hour, we have Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. She will be talking with us about the swine flu vaccine and what the controversies surrounding it are. She is a member of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, and that should be an interesting conversation. The swine flu shot, a lot of people still very reluctant to take that one on, man.
Yeah, it's got stuff in it.
Yeah, it's got stuff in it. Like, it keeps you from getting swine flu.
Yeah, but you're stuttering. You're not sure.
I ain't stuttering. It keeps you from getting swine flu.
Yeah, but the other stuff. The stuff that'll make you, like that girl, you see the video of her.
I'm going to talk about the video of the girl. We're going to get Bobby Dooley on the line now from Western States Parent Teacher Organization. And Bobby, as you know, this is a controversy, and it is now hitting home. We have this video of this young lady. Are you familiar with the video?
I am familiar with it, too. I saw it this afternoon with my husband and my three boys, and we were devastated by it, looking at this beautiful girl who was a cheerleader at one time, now walking with such difficulty is the kindest way I can say it.
Well, I want to play the report. This was done by a local TV station in the town that this young lady lives in. And this is the report. We'll get her name and we'll get all of the other specifics here. But here is the local TV station commenting on a young woman who at one time in her life was a cheerleader and is now married, got the swine flu shot, and then came down with a syndrome, I don't know, something like 10 days later or a week later?
It was very soon after. She got the shot and immediately began walking in this very disturbing way.
All right, so let's listen to the report that was filed here by the local station.
Well, now, this is a story of an amazingly beautiful young woman. She was training to be a pro football cheerleader, and she got a flu shot. She says that shot has destroyed her chances of happiness. We told you about her story last time. Now, Les Trent is with this woman for a firsthand look at what her life has become.
Right. She's the beautiful cheerleader whose heartbreaking story is shocking the nation. 25-year-old Desiree Jennings showed me how she can't walk without twisting, jerky movements. But she walks backwards normally.
Look at that.
Doctors
say that?
She has a rare one in a million neurological disorder that was triggered 10 days after she got a seasonal flu shot.
Started with me not being able to eat without passing out.
Hold on, please.
You couldn't eat without passing out.
God.
I visited Desiree and her husband Brendan at their home in Ashburn, Virginia, to see what their daily life is like. She has to go up and down stairs backwards because something as simple as walking forward can be dangerous.
And here's the unusual part about the disorder. Take a look at this. Desiree can run just fine. It's only when she stops. You see, that's where the spasms start. Now, you can walk backwards,
and
it'll make it better, right?
Yeah.
She runs with a normal stride, and as I ran with her, she even spoke normally.
And now you can talk.
Yeah, it's weird. It fixes as soon as I start running.
I mean, you sound...
I know, it's great, isn't it?
You sound amazing. And then you stop, and that's what happens.
Desiree got a flu shot on August 23rd. 10 days later, she came down with what doctors have diagnosed as dystonia, a rare neurological disorder. Her jerking and twisting are the result of uncontrollable muscle contractions. There is no known cure.
Are you all ready?
Yes.
This is home video of Desiree as a beautiful bride when she married Brendan 2 years ago. And this is a photo when she was training to be a cheerleader for the Washington Redskins. Doctors say what happened to Desiree should discourage people from getting flu shots. But here's what the woman who's on the wrong side of being one in a million says.
Running has to be a relief.
The only thing I have left.
The only thing you have left.
Oh, my, that is just a heartbreaking story. Bobby Dooley joins us as this is the story of Desiree Jennings, and this young woman has dystonia. Bobby, have you ever heard of this malady?
No, Phil, I had never heard of dystonia. All I know is that this apparently occurred shortly after she got a flu shot. And for the people that didn't see this, Phil...
Yeah, I would recommend they either watch it or we can talk a little bit about this, the way that this girl is walking.
Well, you know, one of the boys, because I have teenage boys, they don't recognize the world the way adults do, and they make jokes. One of the boys said that she walked like she had a slinky for a spine. And I said to him, that is just...
Oh, God.
Yeah, that is no way to talk about this beautiful girl. At one time, she was a cheerleader. And you know, Phil, I wanted to mention, I am a cheer mom at Western Estates High School. I also am one of the chaperones of our drill team. So I know, and I'm around, young women that are cheerleaders. It's a vital sport. It's an exciting sport. And to see a beautiful young cheerleader who one day was going to climb to the very heights of being a cheerleader, and that is a cheerleader for a National Football League team.
That's one of the big ones, Mr. Henry. I'm Steve Dooley.
Yes, Mr. Dooley, thank you.
It is. It's one of the greatest jobs. To see her suddenly walking in a way that would cause you to be alarmed, I think, too. It's jarring to see that, especially a girl that is so lovely. So really what we're discussing with RPTO and with others around the region is to ensure, yes, if you're an individual that is not reliant that much upon your personal appearance or your personal physical appearance or what have you.
If you're going on a fashion.
That's your husband, Steve, right?
Yes, Steve Dooley. Steve was saying, like, if you're in a fashion show, if you're one of the homecoming queens at your high school, or one of these kinds of jobs that necessitates that you not walk in a disturbing way.
Well, when you say disturbing, that sounds almost like it's more about the people that see it.
It's a little bit of that. I think the tragedy of what happened to this girl, Desiree Jennings, who has this dystonia, which, again, one of my sons, and if you have children, you really have to educate that my son said dystonia is that near Albania. And
well, I'm the jokes of children, obviously, can be very hurtful.
They're very hurtful, and that's why I sat my boys down and I said, you have to understand that this is a young woman who once was almost going to be a Washington Redskins cheerleader. And now she's walking in this manner that you would want to move away, I suppose, if you were not as enlightened as a lot of us. If you see her walk into a McDonald's as if she has, as my son said, a slinky for knee joints, then you...
Well, look, the poor girl has this malady that is a neurological malady.
Yeah, but it makes her walk in a manner that, what did you say, Steve?
Well, it's like a Groucho Marx.
Okay, so it's like she walks like Groucho Marx, but the point is that this disease, this malady, was triggered in some people's minds by the flu shot.
And that's the point we want to address. We feel that flu shots should not be mandatory for anyone who has the kind of possibilities in their lives or the work possibilities that this young Desiree Jennings had. If she, in other words, a physical kind of job where you're personal appearance would be very much disrupted by any walk of yours that disturbed or that, I can't find the word to...
Well, what you're saying is that anyone that has a cheerleading job or a fashion model job or any job where your physical body needs to be in tune...
Yes.
Well, what about football players? What about basketball players?
Those jobs, Phil, I'm very glad that you mentioned it.
Don't even look at them and want to see them be in a business.
Hold on, Steve. I'll do it.
Yeah, if your husband's going to speak with us, he needs to either get on the phone or...
No, I can do it. Those are male jobs, and they're performed by men. So a man walking down the street with his head further behind him than his legs. I think that's the best way to describe it, don't you?
I can't really describe the young lady's walk, only to say that it looks as if there's a nerve problem getting from the brain to her extremities, yeah.
Well, I don't think it's necessary if they're men, but for young women who are cheerleaders, to go from being a cheerleader prospect to perhaps the best thing you can hope for is, honestly, Phil, a job as a mascot for the team, because we're talking about professional football.
I don't know that that would be the case.
No, we're talking about a professional football. Right now, Desiree Jennings, as beautiful as she was at one time, she's not going to be a cheerleader for the Washington Redskins.
You made a mascot or something.
Well, Steve was saying they could make her a mascot. I mean, in other words, the girl is, and my heart breaks when I say this. It just breaks. She's mostly now someone you might see as comic relief.
Comic relief? Ms. Dooley?
No, I'm not saying for me. I'm saying for others.
Well, the Washington Redskins, I don't know what that's about. She was going to be a cheerleader. The most important thing I think I heard you say is that she is because she was a cheerleader or a possible fashion model or a possible prom queen or homecoming queen, that flu shot should not be required.
Absolutely not. Look at what this did to this young girl. No young woman who is on a track to do cheering or walking down a runway in a fashion or being a... should be expected to walk down that runway with your head further behind. I'm trying to explain it.
Well, I understand you're trying to explain it, but I don't know that that's exactly what it looks like.
What I'm trying to explain, a fashion model can't walk down a runway with her head further behind her than where her feet are. And
yeah, that's a pretty good way to describe it. I can sort of...
Yeah, your husband, you need to get him on, either on the phone or...
All right, Steve, just hold on to me.
All right. Ms. Dooley, you and your husband can come back in our next segment here as we talk with Bobby Dooley. Her husband, Steve, is there. She's the she's president of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. And she's talking here about Desiree Jennings, the flu shot triggering a physical reaction in this girl that causes her to lose control of her muscles. She was a cheerleader. Ms. Dooley is saying the flu shot should not be required for anyone who is a potential cheerleader, fashion model, prom queen, homecoming queen, because it will make their walk down the runway or otherwise their public appearance look, in her words, disturbing. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with the president of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, Ms. Bobby Dooley, in a moment as we talk about the swine flu vaccine on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Are we back on?
No, we're taking a break.
Phil Henry.
Phil, welcome back to our program as we talk here with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization about the swine flu vaccine, which some people are saying caused a condition called dystonia in a young woman back east. Her name is Desiree Jennings, a young lady who's 25 years of age. At one time was a very athletic in her life. She was a cheerleader. Ms. Dooley is a cheer mom. Bobby, is that what you, or you're the chaperone?
I'm the chaperone of our drill team, and I'm a cheer mom. And I see these young women working so hard. I see these young women with dreams of moving up the ladder. And this young lady, her dreams have been cut short. She was trying out for the Washington,
Redskins?
Yeah, the Redskins.
The Washington Redskins. And now she is walking. If anyone saw, it's very interesting, Phil, this weekend, the boys and I looked at the DVD of Lord of the Rings. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yes, I have.
And if you saw the character in that movie called Gollum,
mm-hmm.
that's how she's walking. She's moving along closer to the pavement than most.
My precious, the thing there.
Yeah. So really, Phil, and we do have an audio clip.
You know what, I don't recall, and I don't know that this girl's malady, having this dystonia, which they say was caused by the swine flu, I don't think comparing her to Gollum.
Well, we do have a clip.
No, I've seen Lord of the Rings.
No, this is from the movie There Will Be Blood, where the character does have dystonia.
The character has dystonia in the movie.
That is correct. So if Bud Dickman can roll it, here is this poor man who is suffering from dystonia. It's right here.
You look like a fool, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
There. Do you hear that?
When he goes, zzzz.
Yes, when he goes, zzzz, like that. That is the dystonia kicking in. So, no, we don't think the cheerleaders, and we know that everyone should have a flu shot. But for a girl who was going to be a cheerleader to walk like Gollum or one of these people, I can't.
I understand what you're saying.
People that disturb you in a McDonald's or something like that. We are hopeful that the World Health Organization will say, yes, we get it. We see this. No flu shots for them.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, speaking with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization. Let's go to Ed in Queens, New York. Ed, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, good morning, Phil. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. Good.
Basically, I hear what Ms. Dooley's saying, but I don't think that she should just limit it to only cheerleaders. There's a lot of things with this flu vaccination that are serious problems. Even here in New York, we've got healthcare workers that are being forced to take it. And I don't think anybody should be forced to take it. I mean, a lot of these flu shots have been linked with childhood autism. A lot of these flu vaccinations, some of the components mm-hmm. of the flu vaccination mm-hmm. are like squalene mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. other adjuncts that can cause the death mm-hmm. and complications. Mm-hmm. So I don't think anyone mm-hmm. should get the flu shot.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I would just simply say that. Did you see this news story, sir, of this girl?
Yeah, I saw. I mean, I agree with you that
and
she
you see where she walks. Yeah, but she's a cheerleader. And
well,
now,
I mean, I'm not focusing on the fact. It's unfortunate, but I don't think you should focus on the
mm-hmm.
fact because she's a cheerleader. I think that any human being shouldn't be subject to something that's going to cause them to have a neural malady. And it shouldn't be mandatory.
But you see, you could have that, or Mr. Hendry could have that, and you can still do your job.
Well, I think you're getting a little off the subject. I mean, it doesn't matter how you can do your job or what you do your job.
Right.
You're a human being, and you shouldn't be subject
mm-hmm.
to suffer from anything.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. But can you imagine a woman that was going to be a fashion model, and she's going down the runway?
Listen,
walking,
it's a tragedy for a fashion model. It's a tragedy for a man. It's a tragedy
right.
for a woman. I mean, I think you're. I agree with your point, but I think you're a little askew. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
just because
mm-hmm.
she's a woman.
Yeah, the point.
Some type,
right, right, Ed. Its point is that everyone, if the swine flu vaccine is causing this.
Well, the gentleman said that I was getting off track. I think you guys are getting off track. What happens to the rest of the human race is important, but you can walk down the street, Phil, all, you know, as my kids say, jacked up, and no one is going to noticed. But if you're a cheerleader, even if you're, well, I don't know what the gentleman's laughing at.
I'm not even sure. I don't know what your point is.
If you're a cheerleader and you are suddenly one day they say to you, "Well, we can't have you be a cheerleader. We want you to put on this goat costume, or because you walk funny." I think that's sad. I don't think that is anything to laugh at.
I don't think it's anything to laugh at either. Yeah, Ed, I tell you what, Ed, we got to take a break here. 877, I don't doubt that it's bad, but what I'm saying here, Ms. Dooley, is that a cheerleader, you know, is being offered a mascot costume is not the worst of the flu shot story. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876. Phil, we'll be right back. Phil. That's our number, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the flu vaccine and the side effects of the flu vaccine with Bobby Dooley, who is the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization president, and the story of one girl here in the United States. She's a woman of 25 with dystonia, a malady that was brought on, some think, by the flu shot vaccine. A malady that causes her to walk in a very erratic way. She can only walk backwards, which is also rather interesting.
Yes, I saw that, Phil. And she's normal when she runs. But when she just simply walks forward is when it's disturbing, and it's very jarring. I wanted to make a couple of points here.
Yeah, it scares me.
Thank you, sir. And I just want to let people know our number, 877-876-PHIL. But the point here...
No, but, Phil, could I just jump in and say one thing?
Go ahead.
I think we're missing the point entirely here, you and the other gentleman that called. What we're really saying here, and I'm going to put this as delicately as I can, I don't think we run any risk of demanding that less attractive people, less physically appealing people, less becoming people get the flu shot. It's when we begin to demand the flu shot of attractive people. We're talking about...
What are you? This is why you're saying fashion models and prom queens?
Yes, people that we rely on to lift our morale through their television commercials, through their fashion shows, through the... If I could just finish my point, through the television and movies, and even cheerleading, attractive, especially young women, but any person who is charged, and I really, really, really think that this is a very important aspect of our society, people that lift our morale by way of how physically appealing they are, you give them a flu shot, and they start slithering down the street as opposed to...
The girl that I saw was not slithering.
No, but you're missing the point. She's loping along, I think is the...
Loping along is a good way to describe it.
We were discussing it during the break. She's loping. She, again, resembles, if you've seen the film, and I know I watched it over the weekend with my boys, the Lord of the Rings. This is the kind of thing we're talking about with the Gollum character.
Okay, you've mentioned Gollum.
And the Sleestak characters, where you are frightened.
You've mentioned all of those people, Gollum and the Sleestaks and all this stuff. Here is what I'm having a problem with. If I'm hearing you right, you're saying that the flu vaccine, if it's given out at all, be not given out to attractive people.
That is correct, yes.
Well, who makes that decision?
Who makes that decision? I think it's very obvious who makes that decision, but...
No, it's not that obvious. Does a doctor make that decision? Does a nurse make that decision?
I think you can have a nurse in the case of the men, a straight nurse. You don't want to have...
Yeah, you want to be the lesbian.
You want to make sure that her sexual orientation is heterosexual, and she can give the man a review if you want a pre-vaccine examination. Generally, all it'll take is to look at the man and say,
he's too good looking to have this. In the case of the women, a panel of men, I think, can come on and look at them.
So the attractive women and the attractive men don't have the flu shot because they're going to wind up walking in an erratic way in a...
Well, the word that I keep coming back to is disturbing, it's jarring. When you see a beautiful woman going down the street with first her head is behind her feet, then it's in front of her feet, then behind her feet, or sometimes it's side to side.
Yeah, if their head swings side to side, too, and then up and down.
So the effect that you see when someone has this dystonia is...
Well, I saw the video.
But I don't think a lot of other people saw it, Phil. It's like they're going up and down and back and side to side while they're moving forward. And I think people need to understand it. Can you imagine, who do you think is the most beautiful woman in television?
I don't know, but again, when you're talking about limiting this to attractive people...
I would say that it's Angelina Jolie, and if she were to lope along as if she's attempting to scratch her feet but remain upright...
That's a beautiful description.
That is the description. You look as if you're trying to scratch your feet, but walk upright.
Okay. You are saying here, Ms. Dooley, in no uncertain terms, that you feel only attractive people should be exempt from this shot.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's not like a big discovery.
Yeah, it's not like we're basically doing some journalism work here, Mr. Henry.
And being contentious.
I'm not trying to be contentious, but you're making a very clear statement. Only attractive people who have a job like in a fashion show or something do not have to have this job. But then you say unattractive people, okay?
Frankly, we have enough problems in this country.
Unattractive people, is that right?
If I may be allowed to finish, Phil.
You're saying that only unattractive people should have the flu shot in case they get dystonia. They won't look that funny walking down the street trying to scratch their feet, or however you put it.
If I may be allowed to finish, we have enough problems in this country. We don't need attractive people walking around like, you know, like baboons.
Yeah, like retards.
Okay, we don't use that word, sir.
I apologize.
I apologize as well, Phil. But we don't need people walking around on their knuckles.
Well, I saw the videotape of this girl. She wasn't walking on her knuckles.
I'm being kind.
No, I think you're being even crueler. She wasn't walking on her knuckles. She was having a difficult time controlling it. Look to me, the muscle control in her body. Let's go to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. We are talking with Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, about the swine flu shot. Should it be given to attractive women? She says no, because one, Desiree Jennings, a future cheerleader at one point, apparently has this malady called dystonia that causes her a very, very erratic walk. Chris in Boston, you're on the Phil Henry Show. What can we do for you, sir?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Yes, good.
You've had some very interesting guests tonight, but man, I'm calling to take Miss Dooley to task. I don't know where this woman is getting off. I don't understand why her husband keeps shouting things in the background, doesn't have the guts to pick up the phone and talk for himself, but he's going to keep shouting in her ear. You've got a woman who is completely...
I got plenty of good. My wife is the one that talks on the radio.
Then you need to stop talking over her.
I'm not talking over her. I bet you by the retard.
I speak for our family, sir. You can direct your question.
Well, if you speak for both of you, then you should speak. But it's very distracting when I'm trying to listen to
him.
And I hear you and I hear him in the background. Ms. Dooley, you are way off your rocker.
I got rocker. Point. I'm going
to you get off saying that one group of people has a value over somebody else. I think that presumption...
No,
is
I didn't say that. I didn't
Why
say that.
Why
could
you
I
did
said...
not? You said prettier people deserve...
Yes, you did, yeah.
Treatment. You said because somebody...
I said that it is...
If you
look at it...
People like that, you should have come to me in junior high school, and I have no time for it in my life.
You live in
a strange hole because you put your daughter on display for everyone to stare at her and for
I don't have a daughter. I don't have any daughters. I don't have daughters. I have three sons. And
you said you're a cheer
question,
mom?
Yes, I am.
So now...
Because my son is on the football team. Yeah,
I'm not quite sure how that makes you a cheer mom, but okay.
Well,
but
you know what?
Have you ever been a cheer mom? If you're
have you been a cheer
on
mom?
Behalf of your
I
school
don't think
district,
so.
I think. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Have you been a cheer
no,
mom?
No, not mm-hmm. What did you say? Don't
Well, then you wouldn't
sure.
know what it is, would you?
All right.
So what
Ms. Dooley,
then you wouldn't know what a cheer mom is or what that job entails unless you were one. And it sounds like you're saying...
Well, no, I'm definitely not a cheer mom.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. But the point that the gentleman is making here...
I know the point he's making. He thinks that attractive people should walk like retards. All right, there, I said it.
No, man, I'm thinking that everybody has the same right...
No, he didn't say that, and I don't like that word being used.
You said
and
that
the presumption,
everyone...
Madam, the presumption, madam, that you think that I want somebody to be subjected to some sort of punishment because they're better than somebody else is wrong. What I'm saying is that everyone deserves equal protection, madam. As far
I
as I'm aware,
I know your problem. On a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot are you? Would you how good-looking are you, would you say?
Oh,
that's not
oh,
that's
please,
that has
lady,
nothing to do with
really?
The, what we're talking about.
No, I'm serious, because if you were over an 8, then you wouldn't have to get the flu shot, and you'd say, oh, thank you, Bobby.
You don't understand.
You are absolutely astonished.
That
you must live in some sort of transitable backwater hole.
No.
Because that's unbelievable.
Really?
Really? Did you just really ask me how hot I am, and you're thinking that I don't deserve to get that?
Yeah.
I should get the flu shot?
Are you 1 to 8? Are you a 1 to 8 or not?
Look, at the point here is not that.
Thank you.
I'm
a professional actor. The reason I'm up this late is because I'm actually traveling home. So if you want
to
talk
about then you don't have
to
get the flu shot. And you don't have to get the flu shot.
Excuse me,
lady. You feel really good about it.
Who are you to presume to decide whether or not or myself or anybody should get a flu shot? You, lady, live in
I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying that an attractive girl.
And you are making a value judgment based on a physical appearance. Your value of a human being. That's like treating people like cattle.
You want to? So you want to attract
your family on in the years.
I love this
guy. Yeah. Why don't you shut up and quit talking to my wife?
And
don't tell anybody to shut up.
Well, he's talking over.
An attractive woman in your world walks like Groucho Marx. Great. Have at it. Have a great time.
I've had plenty
all right,
of people one of the things that I specialize in is working with people who have special needs as far as
disabilities. Outstanding.
Exactly.
Listen, Craig, I appreciate your call. We got to move on here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another caller here. Kevin in Tampa. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. I cannot believe what I'm hearing here. She's trying to say that people that may be unattractive to others, is this how superficial our society has gotten, that if you're unattractive, you're worth dying? I mean, you know, that might be the
what
case.
What if your livelihood depends on it? What if you are a fashion model and you get the flu shot and you wind up walking?
Matthew in Boston, go ahead.
It's unbelievable what I'm hearing. I mean, you're telling us that only attractive people can be protected, like you say.
Well, I don't think it's that shocking if you take into consideration that a fashion model or a cheerleader, if they're walking the way that this girl was walking, which was primarily with her feet about a yard out in front of her head.
Yes, we've seen the videos. What about other people, like police officers, military, people that are protecting you?
You can still do your job.
That's a good point. How can a cop still do his job?
You saw that
girl. How can a doctor do their job? How can a soldier do his job?
You saw that girl was able to be normal when she ran. What did
the thought that a soldier cannot
run.
Do his
Thank
job
you.
Because of this. The thought that a
what
police
do soldiers
officer
do most
can't
of the
arrest
run.
Someone.
Thank you.
I know that this girl could run, but you're telling me the cops can do their job because they run? They don't run all the time.
They can walk backwards, and no one is going to say to them.
All right. You know, that's asinine.
Okay.
You know?
No. Did the girl walk normally
it's
backwards?
Ridiculous.
Why? Why? Give me one reason.
Because
how is a cop going to walk backwards? Sorry.
Exactly. How can a cop arrest someone walking backwards? If he can't look around, how can he be vigilant? How can he make sure that nobody's doing anything wrong?
He can use your imagination. I'm saying
I'm using my imagination. I'm thinking clearly. I don't understand. Like, how can a soldier, how can a doctor, even the ones that do these shots, how can they do their job? They cannot give anyone shots. They cannot
guide you. A doctor and a soldier and a policeman that you were talking about, okay?
Yeah, we're here.
They can conceive. conceivably still do their job, but a fashion model walking like Bonzo, it isn't going to happen.
They cannot do their jobs in that situation. They cannot do their jobs.
A fashion model can't.
A cop can't do it either. You're saying...
They're basically telling us that everyone who is not attractive that has a normal job is basically... They should have power.
Let me ask you a question. I got a good point here, Matthew. I got a good point here. You say that a cop can conceivably do his job walking backwards.
If he had to, yes.
Well, guess what? A runway model can do the same thing. She can walk backwards.
Oh my God! Did you hear that?
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, we heard it. It makes sense.
Why can't she walk backwards?
Because of what if she's got a big wide. And I'm going to use the word, and forgive me. If she's got a big, wide ass on her...
That's not selling the product.
Ms. Dooley, I appreciate the fact that you're looking out for your cheerleaders, and I appreciate the fact that you're looking out... And I thank you very much, Matthew, for your call this evening. And I appreciate the fact that you're looking out for the actors and actresses and the good-looking people. But my God, listening to you, one would think that they're the most important people on Earth.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm simply saying that fashion models, prom queens, actors, actresses... excuse me, I'm very sorry.
That was really classy.
Well, I'm very nervous.
It forced the gas. Her nerves forced the gas up.
Yes, it forced gas up. You want to make a big deal out of it?
I'm moving past it.
I'm saying that fashion models and actors and others cannot possibly do their jobs... walking upright, even though their hands are scratching their ankles.
Are you all right?
I'm very emotional.
877-876-PHIL. Talking to Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley about the swine flu shot here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And that poor child...
Yeah, that girl, she's making fun of her.
Walking upright while they're scratching their ankles. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
There's a lot of them are.
You're saying that a lot of people don't like the flu shot because they're afraid of needles.
Oh, absolutely. Janice Greeley's husband, when they were married, they required blood tests in the state of California. And he was so utterly... How do you say it, Steve?
He was yellow. A big yellow stripe going all the way up his back.
He was yellow. So he was so yellow, they went to Las Vegas to get married because he was afraid of a needle. That's how yellow he was.
He was yellow.
Can you imagine men being that yellow?
I know a lot of people that are afraid of having shots, yeah, and I suppose it's also believable that the guy would take a big, long route around having to get one. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Tyler in Boston. Tyler, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What can we do for you tonight, sir?
Well, I just want to thank the Dooleys for an entertaining show, but I just want to point out something that flu shot, there's never been a case of dystonia.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a case of dystonia from the flu shot, but thousands and thousands of people have died from the flu. In 1917, 17 million people died from the flu before there was a flu shot. So, but I agree with you. I think that, you know, you have to protect the beautiful people, and I think the best way to protect them is by giving all beautiful people the flu shot, because I don't see dystonia as a problem. But... I agree with you 100% that beautiful people are more important than anything. So thank you so much for such an entertaining show. This is incredibly fun.
He's very sarcastic. And that's okay.
No.
Do you blame the gentleman?
No, the point is that those people that I want to protect are people that cannot do their jobs otherwise.
Yeah, I understand that.
And if you're not afraid of the flu shot,
thousands and thousands
then why don't you go get a flu shot?
Because of the flu.
You go get a flu shot. You go get a flu shot. And you walk around with your knuckles on the ground, and
no,
I'm sure you'll be very happy.
I also give my kids the flu shot, too.
Okay. Gave your children the flu shot, sir?
Absolutely, without a doubt, because I risk
well,
dying.
Well, if you want little...
It's kind of scary.
Fine.
Dying.
If you want your children
dying.
Wearing a bicycle
dying.
Helmet until they're
dying.
In their 50s, then that's
dead.
Great.
Dead. Dying.
Dying.
We're talking dead.
Yeah. You're dead.
Dead.
You're dying.
We're
is that what you're saying?
We're talking dying.
I don't understand.
Did you...
Right. Dead. Dying.
Dying.
Yeah.
Dead.
Dying. We're talking dying, right?
Is that what we're talking about, dying?
That's what happens.
Dead.
All right, I understand.
We have to protect the beautiful people from
everybody's
dying.
Dead.
All right, from dying, from being dead.
That's right.
Or, you know, from, yes, exactly. Or from being dead or dying, I guess. Here is, we've got time for a call here. Fount in Tri-Cities up in Washington State. Fount, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Thank you. Yeah,
yes.
I'm the father
I can handle all the sarcasm.
You're right. Let me talk to this gentleman. Go ahead.
I'm the father of six beautiful children. I have five daughters and one son in the Marines at the moment. And just the audacity of my children have to look a certain way, which they're all beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good-looking kids.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, then,
that has
then you're
no
in
bearing in my mind for who should get... better treatment, or who should be sick and who shouldn't be. I mean, are you...
Exactly. And, you know, if we start doing that, then God knows what is left.
A lot of ugly people.
Okay, we'll be back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Get it right. Phil Henry.
How dare you hang up on me?
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.